Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses on Udemy.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches handle unjustified guilt. Does someone in your life use unjustified guilt to manipulate you? I know someone, Sandra, who is trying to be kind to her mother. But her mother has been a tyrant for all of Sandra's life. And now her mother is in a nursing home and has long lists of things for Sandra to do. And if Sandra doesn't do it exactly how she wants it, she calls Sandra no good and says, "I'm ashamed of you." Now Sandra is having stomach difficulties. So related to unjustified guilt, I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is know that you can be different and honor your personal values. It would help if Sandra would separate different ideas. She wants to be loving towards her mother. That's one idea. Another idea is those people who are people pleasers live with a lot of anxiety. And the third idea is Sandra's mother is never satisfied and is just not a nice person. So between these 3 ideas, what does Sandra do? She needs to honor her personal values. The author Tom Marcoux wrote, "Measure by your heart, not others' approval." Sandra will never earn her mother's approval, so that's not going to be one of the values. Now Sandra can choose. She could say, "Each week I help my mother, and each week I take good care of myself. I make sure I have enough time to take care of my own job and my own health." And now our second insight. Assess if you have appropriate regret. There's a difference between unjustified guilt and appropriate regret. Unjustified guilt is like a baseball bat that a narcissist hits you with. They may call you names, and they may say you're no good, or even that they're ashamed of you. It's because they want to control you. And at times, unjustified guilt is a tool that a control freak uses against people. On the other hand, appropriate regret is something that we can use to improve our lives. I know another person, Frank. Frank forgot his best friend's birthday. And he felt regret. This was appropriate regret. So he used Google Calendar to give himself alerts so he won't miss his best friend's birthday again. That's the use of appropriate regret. And now our third insight. Ask the goddess for support to endure discomfort. Here is a prayer to invite the goddess to help you to deal with feeling anxious and uncomfortable. My gracious lady, I am hurting now. Help me distinguish between appropriate regret and unjustified guilt. Help me honor the divinity that you placed within me, and help me honor my personal values. Help me feel strong while I feel bad. Help me release my trying to please others. Help me fulfill my values, and help me stay strong and calm. So mote it be. You can use a prayer like this, or something similar, to help you endure the discomfort of unjustified guilt. And now, let's pull this all together. Narcissists use unjustified guilt to control people. And it's possible that they even enjoy hurting people this way, because everything's about them. And it helps when you honor your personal values. If someone pushes you, you may even say, "I'm just different." And remember the idea of measure by your heart, not others' approval. And also remember to ask the goddess to give you insight and support, so you can separate unjustified guilt from appropriate regret. And now I will summarize. The first insight is Know that you can be different and honor your personal values. The second insight is assess if you have appropriate regret. And number three, ask the goddess for support to endure discomfort. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and just recently, my 11th anniversary edition of my book, Hidden Children of the Goddess, is now available on audible.com. And to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, goddesshasyourback.com and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the third one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.